also worked at what they called the Red Label Building, which was Hazmat Cargo. And we would do the paperwork in there, sometimes work up to 9 o'clock at night, to make sure that the paperwork was done and that was put on the manifest. And this was kind of interesting because only a certain time of the year, Hazmat and certain cargo had to go up to Greenland on a particular ship, because the Greenland up there, that would it was frozen over and the ships couldn't get in. So we had to get certain cargo that was in demand and Hazmat cargo in on a certain month's time before the before everything froze over. So that was sort of interesting.
Describe what Hazmat material is.
Hazmat is, when you see these plackets on trucks, you see sometimes white label,
yeah,
stands for corrosiveness, or you see a red label with a flare up, that means it's the flash point would be high or the flash point would be low, mm-hmm, but in extreme heat, it could start a fire, meaning flash point. So hazmat is hazardous material, mm-hmm, such as corrosive acid, which would be white label, or explosive, which would be, I believe it's yellow label, and then there's red label, which stands for like fire and so forth. Mm-hmm. And this came about through the United Nations because there was a situation where hazmat cargo was put in a container. The container was lowered into the lower hatch of a ship, and then containers went on top of that, and they weren't able to get to the container, so they had to let the hazmat cargo kind of sit in the narrows for, I think, a month and a half and let it just kind of burn itself out. So they come up with a formulation of UN, which is United Nations, and it was worldwide type of terminology, and they could understand it. So I think they branched off from the United Nations with this hazmat, and there's manuals on it that has all the different types of name and medical, not medical, but chemical names for all the various components of hazmat. So in case something would go on fire on a ship or on one of the trains or whatever, they would know how to distinguish the situation, if it was hazardous, corrosive, how to handle it, or if it was flammable, mm-hmm, or ammunition, they would know how to handle it. So that's what the hazmat building did in MOT.
And you were shipping that hazmat material up to Greenland?
Yeah, that various material like that would be shipped all over the world, you know?
Yeah.